Om Shanti and good evening.
So till he gets his mic, I will just give his introduction. Today we have Brother Brijmohan Bhai with us, who is a pillar of our yagya and a very powerful motivational speaker, writer and a broadcaster. He is known for his presenting very deep spiritual truths with a humorous way. He carries out responsibility as a Secretary General of Brahma Kumaris. His spiritual journey began in 1953 as a young college graduate. After working for 17 years in Fertilizer Corporation of India, which is a government undertaking, he dedicated his life to spiritual service. He has traveled extensively in all five continents, delivering lectures and conducting Raj Yoga retreats. He has been a delegate at several international conferences like World Hindu Conference in Mauritius, International Religious Conference in South Africa, World Forum in Spiritual Culture in Kyrgyzstan. He's also participated in United Nations Millennia in year 2000. And he has presented BK Million Minutes of Peace Appeal Project at United Nations, New York. He's a tireless promoter of human values and has organized numerous seminars on social and spiritual themes across the nation during the last 8 decades of his spiritual journey. He's an active member of a core committee on education of human values, Ministry of Education, Government of India. He is a director of Jollywood Studio, Om Shanti Retreat Center, Gurgaon. I personally know him because of the magazine that he had founded called Purity. He was the chief editor of that magazine, and I used to read it very interest, and I was looking forward every single time. I always see him that he is combined with Shiv Baba. So who better authority than him, a topic of Yajna Rakshak and the theme which is power of togetherness, better than him can do justice to the topic. So brother, this is a small interview. So my first question to you is that, on your spiritual journey from a young graduate student to an easy Raj Yogi and then today being a Yajna Rakshak, can you share your journey to this stage?
Om Shanti. You know, all of you have traveled in railway train sometime or the other. Please ask them. All of you have traveled in a railway train at some time or the other. Yes? It is winter season, you can raise your right hand. Okay. A railway train is carried by the engine on rails. Passenger has to do nothing but to board the train and remain there. Not come out on a wayside station. So this is the essence of my journey. Shiv Baba is the engine. We are all passengers, but require no asking and questioning at every crossroad, am I going on the right track? Because the track is already laid. The engine will carry us to our destination surely, unless I get down somewhere. So this is the essence of my journey from to up to now.
So in this audience, brother, they are very young people who have just come first time.
Right.
And their journey has not been as easy. It has been very challenging. So can you make that easy by explaining in a little bit more detail?
Well, if you have to decide yourself where to go, how to reach, then at every crossroad you will inquire, am I going right? Which way I should go? And to make it clear, if you are using your own intellect to reach your journey, it will be difficult. If you don't use your intellect, what is written here behind?
The power of togetherness. The power of our togetherness.
Okay, and further, anything else?
Connecting to the seed. Connection with the seed.
So therefore, most people in the world today think that my intellect is my best friend. I have found that my intellect is my enemy number one. Okay? So if you don't use your own intellect and let Baba's Srimad prevail, then the journey will be very easy. Because you need not think at all. That's why I said, the engine is carrying us to our destination. Passenger does not have to think. But if you take a road journey by your own car, then you know that at every point you will be asking, am I on the right course? And then you will not be even satisfied with the answer. You will be reconfirming from others what I have been told is right or not. You want me to further elaborate?
Okay. I understood your point, but surely there is no doubt about the fact that your journey has been very easy. I personally look at that, I have my intellect with me, no doubt, and I want to say to Baba, Baba, I surrender to you. But somehow or the other, still there is some kind of a blockage which I am unable to remove. Can you help me elaborate on that?
This blockage is simply because someone tries to test Baba Srimad with their own intellect, and if one's own intellect says yes, then follows the Srimad, and if one's own intellect is questioning, then we say I will try. First of all, what Baba calls nischay, it means once for all, you confirm within yourself that Baba Srimad is supreme. Okay? Once for all. Then follow it blindly.
Okay. So, you were with Brahma Baba since you came in Gyan in 1953. So, in the beginning, early days of your journey, Did you use your intellect, or you just from the day one just surrendered and listened to him directly, and you had complete faith and you had no questions at all?
They are smiling, you know.
It's actually my question.
My intellect should accept that it is Baba, the Supreme, and I am very lucky that Baba has accepted me. In the beginning you mentioned, I dedicated my life in so and so year. No. We are very fortunate that Baba has found us and accepted us as we are, where we are, without any condition. Baba never tested us what we are. Just we said, my Baba, Baba said, my child. It's over. In other words, this journey is guided by love. This journey is guided by love.
Love.
And love does not need thinking.
Yes.
There are two types of love. The love in which we fall.
Yes.
Normally they will say, he fell in love. Although love is a very, very elevated and pure thing. So, Baba children rise in love. Understand?
Yes.
And what carries the soul or the being or the mind, the petrol, is love. The deeper love you have, you instantly reach. Wherever you have come from, where from you have come?
From Paramdham.
No, now.
No. I was joking. Huh? I'm from Dubai.
Dubai. So, for you to reach Dubai mentally, my mind is so easy. Okay?
Yes.
You can even reach your house. You can reach your kitchen.
Yes.
You can reach your kitchen tap. You can open the water, tap water. Okay? Easy. Because you have cognizance. Everybody likes home. Home is sweet home. Do we have the same love for Paramdham, which you have easily said, I have come from Paramdham? Does it also attract us so nicely and so quickly? So that is why Baba says, love lean, immersed in love. So where you have love, you need not make any effort. The journey is instant. Normally we say that mind can reach anywhere in no time, just a thought. So, but which thought is taking place? So if we have just so much love for Baba, you will not even feel that Paramdham is somewhere else. You will be in Paramdham all the time. So petrol is love. Now we have to see, is our love, I love you only Baba, or is my love divided? That is the thing. So every time Baba says, Mera Toshi Baba Ek, one and the only one, because you can get everything from one source. When you can get everything from one source, whether it is relationships, whatever, You want peace, you want satisfaction, you want happiness and everything. Then why look elsewhere? So what we have to do for this journey is nothing, whether it is a one-day student or it is a oldest, it doesn't matter in Gyan. Many people think, I am new, I am first time, so the journey is very far, far away from me. That is not so. Because Baba's class is a single class, right from the day one up to now. We all study in the same class, okay? Which means even the first day student can perform that journey. Single class, single teacher, simple lesson. A small baby, you put him in a crowd with his mother also in the crowd. Where will he go?
To the mother.
Simple. If the auntie calls, he will not go. We have so many aunties in the form of Maya. So they are very colorful, waiting with gifts and all that. So finish. The love is the petrol of mind, and pure good thoughts is the food of the mind. That's all. So anyone can perform this journey and remain on this journey equal with anyone else. I feel that those who have come late are more fortunate than people like myself. When you ask me about Brahma Baba, yes, what Brahma Baba did, what sustenance you get, I smile in my heart. If you get something totally ready-made and thus you enter, is that better? Or you will be one of those who will start in the beginning and lay the foundation and get all the dust and everything, do labor? Which is better?
The later part.
Later part. If you have got a first class ticket of business class with no luggage, only hand luggage, when will you arrive at the airport?
First. Very easily.
Last of all. And if you have got so many baggages and all that, and ticket is also economy class, then and so many kids with you and a family, then?
You have to go a little bit earlier.
So who is better?
Of course, the first class.
Right. If you have to cook chickpeas, then what is the process?
Pressure it.
You have to soak in water, put soda, put on fire for a long time. But if you have to add tomatoes only, then what? Only in the end. So they are much better off, because everything is ready.
So congratulations.
Baba knows that those souls would not require to go through all this process. They will follow this simple, because they can also reach in one's thought anywhere. So if you come early and then you run away, then who is better? You come only when you are there and you will remain. So it is said, he who laughs last,
laughs best.
Right. That's the thing.
So since the topic is of yajna, rakshak,
yes, yes,
protector of the yajna, I want you to define the word yajna means, and how do we become yajna rakshak like yourself?
Whose yajna it is?
Shiv Baba's.
So who is supposed to be yajna rakshak?
The children.
We are Shiv Baba. He is not only rakshak of the yajna, yajna includes us. He is our rakshak also.
Yes.
So when it is Shiv Baba's yajna, Shiv Baba is rakshak of the yajna, including ourselves, then why do I call myself as a Yajnarakshak? You tell me.
But Baba himself mentioned in the Murli that...
Is there anything in my control?
Nothing.
Then, so first of all, we can do Yajnaraksha only by becoming his instrument in whatever we are assigned. Okay? Are they understanding? Please ask them.
Yes or no? Please raise your hands if you understand. Yeah, they are understanding.
They will all raise their hand. Who will say, I don't understand, even if they don't understand? So therefore, my role as you, if you have mentioned Yajnarakshak, is to take care of myself. Taking care of myself is taking care of Yajna.
Okay.
If I am deviant, naughty, then I will have also to be protected by Shiva Baba. So I am just instrument. Dadi Janki used to call it puppet. That is also a good thing. Huh? A puppet will dance as the strings will be pulled. So therefore, my role as Yajnarakshak is only to do my raksha. That is why Baba says, self-sovereignty will automatically lead to world sovereignty. So self-raksha is enough for us. So we have to take care that we don't become instrument in causing any disturbance. We should always be instrument in helping or aiding to harmony. Whether we have to sacrifice our so-called respect or so-called status or so-called whatever. Removing I from everything will make us good Yajnarakshak.
Okay. So, personally, I'm sitting in front of you.
Yes.
At some point in time, you were sitting here and Brahma Baba was sitting there.
I see. Yes.
So at that point in time, how was your emotion and how was your receptivity towards him? What was your experience?
You see, water flows from top to bottom. It is not a question of my this or that. It is Baba's company. Naturally, will give me Baba's qualities, provided I keep it. How can a child decide about what my experience is? It will naturally flow from father to child. Okay? You will always find the children will be acquiring naturally the good, bad, indifferent habits of the parents. So it is, and it is almighty. If you sit before the sun, what will happen? These days people say, take some sunshine, sit before the sun. Automatically, you will get all the benefits of sitting before the sun. You will have no darkness. You will have no germs, no bacteria, no anything which can cause many diseases. The sun will purify you or also warm you up, gives you enthusiasm, everything.
I told Brother...
Sun bath. Yeah.
I told Brother Jagdish Bhai that he is Karan Karavan Har. So let him do... I want to be his instrument, why doesn't he get it done through me?
Yes.
So he told me that there is something called law of karma. If you sow, you have to reap.
It's a very, very poor...
What did he mean by that?
It's a very, very poor thing. to bring in law of karma in Baba's Jnana. First of all, there are two types of conductors of electricity. Okay? Good conductor
and bad conductor.
And bad conductor. So if you want to, it is up to me to make myself a good conductor or otherwise. So therefore, law of karma only starts operating from copper age. Law of karma starts operating only from copper age. As you sow, so you reap. How much you sow, that much you reap. Who sows, reaps. No. Here, we are not working as per law of karma. We are getting inheritance. An inheritance, not ordinary inheritance. First, Baba makes us to understand I am imperishable. All of us are imperishable. Please ask them.
They will again raise their hands.
Huh?
They will again raise their hands.
Let them. Yes, that even if they are feeling perishable, they will remember.
Are you all feeling imperishable? Yes.
Okay. So, why Baba asks us to be imperishable? Because the inheritance Baba gives us is so much, so much, so much, so much, so much, that law of karma has nothing to do with it.
Hmm.
Lakshmi Narayan became Lakshmi Narayan in first birth, and for two yugas, half the cycle, they remain in the deity world. Can there be any karma which can lead to that in so little time? Hmm. In their previous birth, who were they?
Just ordinary souls.
Not only ordinary, burdened souls. Burdened with, you see, so this law of karma, never think, it is inheritance. Yes. So Baba makes us to get our God-fatherly inheritance, imperishable. To become a prince of a king is considered fortune in this world. Although that fortune may be not, you may not be able to enjoy. The son of a king can die, he can become disabled, anything can happen. But this inheritance of paradise, says I am bringing on my palm, and such, does any law of karma, can any law of karma apply to it? No. So that's a different type of karma. And that karma we all are doing, unwittingly, we do not even know.
Hmm.
So how fortunate we are.
Very.
Yes. Law of karma, if you want to enjoy, understand, you sow one cauliflower, what will you get in return? What will you get in return?
In?
You sow one cauliflower or cabbage, what will you get in return?
Cauliflower.
One only.
One.
One only. One to one.
One to one.
You sow peas. Peas. How much peas you will get?
It's an experience, ocean.
If by sowing one piece, can you get ocean of peace?
You get. I'm talking about the peace as a quality.
Not peace, peas.
Chickpeas. Okay. You will get one.
Mutter.
You will get lot of peas.
Lot, huh? Plenty. So okay. Many. But for how long? For one season only.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
You sow an apple tree. Then what will you get?
Apple?
Yes.
For a season. For perhaps... I come from Dubai, there was no agriculture there.
Okay, you sow What is called khajur?
Dates.
Khajur?
Khajur, dates.
Huh? Dates.
Yeah.
Then, but you sow a date.
Yeah.
Then how much, what will you get?
Dates.
One date, one season, or dates for long time, year after year?
You'll get.
You will get?
Yes.
So this, how does law of karma apply? It means that there are karmas where you get very little. As you sow, so you reap.
Mm-hmm.
There are karmas where you get plenty for a season. And there are karmas where you get plenty for long, long time. This is the law of karma of copper age. But there is a karma which only God can get it done. That is called charity. Charity.
Mm-hmm.
Which can get you inheritance for several births. And charity of what? Not of money, clothes, education, health, no. It is charity of guiding the soul to identify itself, to purify itself, and then to help purify others. That is the karma all the bhikkhus are doing, so they are very fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Baba said, most fortunate in the world are my children, because who is their father? Supreme Father. He has no father. Who is our teacher? Supreme teacher who has no teacher?
No teacher.
And who is our Sadguru? Gives a no other. And he is looking for children. He has no children. He has to adopt. When a parent has so much property and he has no children, for whom is that property?
Children.
If Baba, we say Baba is almighty, for whom is he almighty? For himself or for others?
For us.
You see, there is a law. Whatever anything has got is not meant for itself. It is meant for others. This is a basic law.
Wow.
Sun has got lot of heat and light. Sun.
Yes.
For whom?
For the earth.
For itself or for others?
For others.
This chair is giving us comfort to itself or to others. Every chair we are sitting on.
Yeah.
To itself or to others?
For others, for them they are sitting.
No, no. Not to itself. This light is giving light to itself or to others?
To others, to us.
So there is not a single thing in the world which can use its own quality. It has to be given to others. This one is magnifying voice not of itself, but of others. So therefore, Baba has so much. For whom?
For others.
We call him father. Where are the children to whom he should give? So Baba says, when a father has no children, he adopts. A rich father has no children, he adopts. What will I do with my this property? So Shiv Baba has adopted us all. And who is adopted? A poor man is adopted by a rich man. A rich son, man's son will not be adopted by a poor person. The richest, highest, holiest has adopted us. Poorest, birthless, if you call in the today's world. Huh? And he makes us like that. So how lucky we are. So we are not talking of law of karma.
Okay.
Yes.
But you know, some of the children are very naughty here, I mean, including myself. So what about those naughty children? He has adopted, but he has adopted some naughty children. Because this is yagya, no?
The
so they will cause defamation for the yagya at
the
times.
The naughty children are also included in the whole system. Doesn't matter. Because people can see the distinction between naughty and obedient. And they will see. A naughty one may do whatever they want to do. But they will feel. They will wear the same badge. they will come to the Madhuvan also, whatever. But the naughty will get what he deserves, and the other one. So we have to see, if I violate, this is going to happen to me. There are many type of happiness, temporary happiness, artificial happiness, real happiness, 50-50 happiness. So you can ask anyone, all are happy, but you will find there are some, you need not ask them, their face will reflect. Although you will be finding them getting up earliest and sitting here, if you ask them any question, they may not be able to answer even, but their face will tell, yes, I am not this. I can give a big lecture, I can interview whatever others, but I will feel, I am not this. So this is the thing. This is such a place, you can lift anything, you can carry anything, you can steal, whatever. But law of karma operates at your cost. You may miss a very, very big fortune by doing this, because you are entitled. This is the thing.
This is a very sincere and a very honest question, which I want you to answer me very honestly.
Do you mean the other questions were not honest?
No, because I thought,
okay,
there was a little bit diplomacy, but in your spiritual yogi life, did you experience any kind of naughtiness? And if you did, how did you rectify and how did you move forward? Because that will be a great help for myself and I'm sure in the new people's audience.
Okay. Every saint has a past. Okay. Who can claim that when I came to Baba, that he did not have any burden of wrong accounts?
No one.
All of us had the burden of wrong accounts, you call it naughtiness or weaknesses, for two yugas. So it is obvious. We need not ask. The only thing is, after coming to Baba, how quickly, if a person is known as a bad person, but he becomes good, everybody says he has changed automatically. So everyone will know, they will give vote that yes, Dadi Prakashmani will come in the rosary. All will vote. Why? She is also listening to same Murli.
Yes.
Living with the same people in the same world. If rainfall comes, it is for her also. If there is bodily ailment, she will also get. So from there, before you are admitted to the college, all are uneducated or school. When you come, then starts the thing. That how much you, and then it is not one. First class, second class, so many standards. Of course, it is same class. But you will feel, some are failing year after year, but this is same class, so nobody knows. Otherwise they will say, why he is failing? See.
Past 36 years I have been practicing that.
There was a student. His result was declared and he came home. Okay. His parents asked, how did you fare? He said, very well. They became curious. He said, what is the good news? They said, child said, good news is for you. They were more curious. Then he said, please tell what is the good news. You will not have to buy new books for me. Okay. So now see, in bhakti, we have been reading the same Bible, same Gita. Why? why new books were not bought for us? So Baba says, now you stop this. For how long you will fail? Okay? Every Murli is a new Murli. Even if you revise the Murli, you will never feel if you had ever followed it in your life. That is the thing.
I have been practicing for 36 years that I am light, a point of light. But today you made me double light. With the answers you gave me.
There is nothing beyond Paramdham. You become light or double light, you can reach there only.
Okay.
But remain there.
Okay.
Okay.
So, the times are of Corona. It's challenging times, right? Obstacles are coming in people's life.
Challenge is good. Only a champion can calls for challenge. Come on. So challenge is nothing. We welcome challenges. Challenging a time for those who are weak and poor. Oh, weak challenge has come. A champion, what will say? Is there anyone else who you can also come and face me? Okay? So what is challenging time? Baba has said, drama is accurate. Okay? When drama is accurate, now stick to this word, drama is accurate. Now, when whatever happens, even today's Murli Baba has said, everything happens as per drama. If anybody gets visions, it is as per drama. So drama is accurate, so every step is a challenge. When we say challenge, it means we are thinking of big challenge and ignoring small challenge. We are thinking of Corona, not able to listen to Murli. This is also a deception, a deception. Supposing, I will not say you. Supposing I am put in ICU of a hospital, okay? ICU means where I see you. Okay? What happens there? People will say, Baba, once please take me out of this. I will not forget to remember you. I am feeling like this. Okay? You come out of ICU, then what happened? Even doctors had said, don't eat potatoes. Next day you will be eating potato. So therefore, this Corona, etc., means we only respond to very serious shake-ups. And we forget that if we have to be stable, we have to respond to start from even small disturbance. There should be no disturbance. When we will be stable in small disturbances, then we will face bigger disturbances. Just as a science student is a science student of 6th standard, he also a PhD science student. But there is a difference. He has crossed certain levels. The one mistake that the BKs make it, whatever level we have achieved, we think, oh, we have done enough. Naturally, whatever we have achieved, we say we have done enough. And we want to pass the next exam with the old education. So the next one will be a higher level. There is the problem.
So, there is times, Brijmohan Bhai Ji.
Should I tell an interesting story?
Please.
There was a father teaching his son outside his house that 80 plus 40 is 220. He was teaching his son
80 plus 40 is 220.
He said, son, what is 80 plus 40? So son replied, 220. So father patted him, oh, so nice, you will glorify my name. Ask the servant to bring chocolate for the child. One passerby was passing. He heard this, first he thought, why interfere? But then he could not help. He said, sir, 80 plus 40, 220 are you are petting him? He said, you do not know the full story. Yesterday he has said 330. Okay? So therefore, even progress towards righteousness is important. Okay. So if a person was very naughty and he is less naughty, that is also progress.
Thank
what you. I mean to say. Okay?
That's good. So, one of the challenges that, which you said, it's good that the challenges come. We see that...
We should welcome challenges.
Yes, we will.
Only a champion welcomes challenges.
So I'm sure everybody...
And a weak
will.
Student, when the day of exam comes, he says, let some leader die and the exam be postponed. That is the situation of a weak student. And a good student says, let exam come and let me qualify with flying colors. That is okay.
So when I come across a few people, no? Or sometimes, you know, they defame yagya. They defame the yagya. So I
very
really
good.
Want to protect the yagya.
It is so nice because defamation makes yagya more popular than any fame of the yagya.
It makes you more popular.
Yes. Any news of defamation, tomorrow you will see in all newspapers. And for years you are teaching good values, nobody will publish you. What I mean to say is, whether it is this way or that way, yagya will be helped. The defamer will lose his marks. The one who makes his famous will get his marks. It is individual to them, but role they are performing. If Ram Leela is going on, Ravan will play his part. If you eliminate Ravan, there cannot be no Ram Leela. And Ram is also there. So he will get his destiny, he will get his destiny. So we are not bothered if somebody defames. Can anybody set ocean on fire? Can anybody set ocean on fire?
No.
No. So can anybody defame yagya? He will defame himself. It's a misnomer to think that something right can be defamed. Only it gives other people opportunity to think whether this fellow is right or yagya is right. Otherwise you take for granted. You see, when you criticize or something, it means you get an opportunity to test its authenticity, its righteousness. So defamation is good. If Arjuna asked so many questions from God, was he defaming God? No, he was seeking clarifications. He said, God, you are saying, I gave this knowledge to son. Son was very old, you are here. How did it happen? So he is seeking clarifications. An entity is an entity. By defaming it, it doesn't get defamed. But extra making it famous does not become famous. It remains what it is. Supposing God is God. Many people say, oh, there is no God. How does it matter to God? One day they will say, oh my God. Even communists will say, oh my God. That is the thing.
So we have only about, today is 30th, tomorrow is 31st, and now the new year is coming. And then there is 18th January. I want you to give us some good inspiration, how we expedite and make our efforts very fast in a very short time.
When Dharma is accurate, can you expedite? Tell me.
when trauma is accurate.
If I say I want to make it fast, I am only confirming that I have been slow. That's all. Trying to become fast while you have slow nature is like a kshatriya fighting for something temporarily. When one is aroused, oh, I should do this. After some time, he will get tired. So that is why Baba says, have the flute, not the bow and arrow. The sign of a Treta Yugi soul is, it will arise sometime and then it will try to be very fast. But that is temporary. Slow and steady wins the race. Who won the race? The hare or the tortoise? Kachua ya khargosh? Kachua. So dhairyata is the first sign of a winner. Excitement, hurry, temporary umangusa won't work.
Okay, so we should not keep any inspiration, so just be as they are.
Natural.
Natural.
Natural inspiration is permanent.
Correct.
And you are asking me to tell. Now tomorrow Baba will tell you. Definitely Baba will tell you. So when sun is rising tomorrow, why I should light my lamp and tell you like this? So let us wait. Baba will definitely guide all of us about the next. So he is our guide.
Correct. So time is coming to really end. So one last question that you want to answer is that yagya then, yagya today, and how do you see, because your journey has been lot of more years than myself. So how do you see the future of the yagya or the future of how we are going? It'll be as they are. Tomorrow I'll become Brijmohan Bhai and sit there and somebody will interview me.
I told you this journey is of 1 second. It doesn't matter whether I started it 80 years ago or you started it 20 years ago. Please do not forget that. Otherwise you will be underestimating yourself. Number two, our journey is upwards, not here, okay? Our journey is to Paramdham. What will happen to Yajna? What will happen to the world? We know. We have to leave it. Once you leave, for you it is over. So these are only your means. Okay? So therefore don't bother. Baba says, Where I have to reach now? I have to reach my Bindu stage. And before that, my angelic stage as of Brahma Baba. So I should now try to be as much in my angelic state. I am here, but any time I have to be in my angelic state and my soul state. So next best bus stop is that. So we should practice that. Okay.
Okay, one more thing I'll ask you.
You had said last question?
It was last question, but it was the second last question.
Okay.
Okay. So Brahma Baba and yourself, today if I were to ask you, you feel the way Brahma Baba felt, whatever he felt as of today, because your journey is also on.
It is not clear to me.
What I'm saying is that Brahma Baba had a stage and he left his body and became avyakt. So he went on the same spiritual journey. So your spiritual journey compared to Brahma Baba, whatever he felt, whatever his feelings were, compared to yourself, are you feeling the same?
In this spiritual journey, whosoever attains subtle stage first passes with honors. Who is up to now also waiting to attain spiritual stage? What will you, how can I compare myself with Brahma Baba? Mateshwari ji even before Brahma Baba attained perfection.
I see.
She became Sri Lakshmi?
Yes.
Brahma Baba, way back, became angel. Okay? So, I am still there. So, you can think, of course, as per drama, it doesn't mean a soul like Dadi Janki, if she went late, she did not have that stage. Some have a role here, because it's our role. Someone has to be here, isn't it? Because new souls are coming. So, but the signs are, after departure of Dadi Gulzar, who was Baba's avyakta chariot, Baba's role here is over. We are now only caretakers for the new one. So we have to do this, but each one it doesn't matter whether I am here or in subtle region, but my stage should be of subtle region. No attachment, no thing, nothing, no problem, no status consciousness, not even mentioning Dubai or anything. My home is Paramdham, I may be anywhere. Farishta means no residential address. Okay?
Thank you very much for the grounded, realistic answers. And
yes.
Thank you.
We enjoyed, to go to their countries, very difficult.